This is the Lakes 103.5 News Update. I'm Bill Campbell. To keep Mora and surrounding communities better informed on the coronavirus, or COVID-19, we will be featuring local news at the top of each hour, from 5 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. We will be featuring news that pertains to the city of Mora and Kennebec County. This morning, we talked to Mora's Mayor Alan Cramstead.
The city has 14 grants to local businesses in town here that have commercial businesses, and 3 loans to the local businesses. The city had found some funding, had some money that from the economic development, and $500 grants to local businesses that wanted those or applied for them on a first-come, first-served basis. If they needed more, there's a loan, a small loan, it's not great, $4,000 is the max, and that has a 2-year payback and no interest to try and help some of the local businesses in town. They had quite a bit of activity on that, and there's still some money available.
That was Mora's Mayor Alan Cramstead. Last week, Governor Walz talked about how opening up non-essential businesses would look going forward without a vaccine. He's been working with businesses on how to do just that.
Most of us recognize behavior is not going to change dramatically until there's a vaccine. I think certainly therapeutics, Chris Ehrsman and some of the infectious disease experts would tell you this, but the businesses themselves are saying they're doing their work, that they understand customers and they understand customers' thinking, and they're out there looking to what it's going to take to get people back in their stores. What's it going to take to operate your restaurant once we have social distancing? But if we open restaurants without a vaccine, will people come? How will that look? So I think they're thinking, and to be honest, in speaking to this major retailer this morning, they're thinking this could be a long time or even a generational shift in how people view retail.
Late last week, Governor Walz also talked about a state coalition with other governors to brainstorm ideas on COVID-19.
The purpose of it is governors have been sharing very extensively best practices, ideas, things that worked and didn't work, and also talked about common borders and an understanding that a virus does not respect a border. It certainly doesn't respect political differences.
In response to inquiries on the school building referendum, the school board at this time is still committed to the May 12th special election vote. You can keep up to date on Mustangs United referendum website at moraschools.org. Looking for something productive for the kids to do? At the Kennebec County website, you can find family activities that include making a time capsule, coloring books, and help addressing the coronavirus questions your children may ask. That's at kennebeccounty.org. Here at Mora's Lakes 103, we encourage you to support your local businesses. We checked in with Amy Godfredson at the Crystal Bar, see how things are going there.
Open on Tuesday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., doing carryout.
As many businesses have struggled during the coronavirus outbreak, some fast food chains are still busy and currently hiring. McDonald's, Hardee's, Dairy Queen, and Subway are all hiring, as are some fuel stations and dollar stores. We talked with Jackie at Emma's Pizza, and this is what she had to say about how business has been there.
From 10:30 till 8 o'clock at night. It is called carry out or delivery. So you can come into Emma's, or we can bring it to your curb, or we deliver to your door. Whatever you contactlessness, whatever you request, pretty much that's it. We're staying with, there's absolutely no dine-ins though. The community's really pulling together to try to keep these small businesses afloat.
That was Jackie, owner at Emma's Pizza. Another local business of note, Johnson's Hardware and Rental, are back to their normal business hours. That's Monday through Friday, 8 to 6, Saturday, 8 to 5, and Sunday, 10 to 3. Governor Walz has loosened his stay-at-home order to allow more outdoor recreation businesses to open, but stressed the importance of still following social distancing guidelines. This effective as of 5 a.m. on Saturday, April 18th. Places that may reopen or stay open are bait shops for live bait, outdoor shooting ranges and game farms, golf courses and driving ranges, Boating and off-highway vehicle services, including marina services, dock installation, and boat and ATV sales and service. Please be sure to still practice social distancing while you enjoy your outdoor recreation. Here at Lakes 103, we want to remind you the best ways to prevent the spread of COVID-19 are to practice healthy hygiene. Wash your hands often and thoroughly. Cover your cough and sneezes. Toss the tissue and wash your hands again. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Also, by staying home when you're sick. Social distancing, keeping at least 6 feet from others. Postpone or cancel gatherings of 10 or more people, and be aware of your surroundings. Here at Mora's Lakes 103.5, we will continue our updates on the coronavirus with news on the top of each hour, Monday through Friday, from 5 a.m. to 6 p.m. You can hear this update as well as past updates on our website at lakes103.org. This has been a Lakes 103.5 Mora News Update. I'm Bill Campbell.